Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour resident financial analyst slash numbers guru, Mr. Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What is happening, Cozy Corner, Vermont?
It just sounds like a
sounds like a nice place to chill.
It is. Where you at? Down in Cozy Corner.
Just shout out Cozy Corner. We'll hear you.
I'm loving all three of you from the Lazy Boy. And of course we got in the studio Smitty and Breezy.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey, hey.
I tell you what, guys, I want to welcome everybody to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We got a cool show coming. We got a show that I feel like we're going to be doing the world a favor with this show. Like, they're going to probably nominate us for like the Nobel Peace Prize, because we're going to talk about something that people need to know.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's a very important subject. Like, I mean, I hate to get serious and all Sarah McLachlan music on you, but I mean, we need to get serious about this. Some serious do's and don'ts in the car world.
Well, I mean, you know, the show season's rounding out to an end this year, so maybe we'll get some pointers out for next year.
Exactly. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Give some pointers out. We're here to help you. I tell you what, who needs help, though?
Who was that?
You know, I ain't much for NASCAR anyway, but this story caught my eye and put a little joy in my heart. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I got that old Grinch smile when I seen this.
Right.
How about old Brian France, the NASCAR CEO? He's making the news, and we're not talking about ticket sales slump.
I don't know, man. I've been to a owner's box party at a NASCAR race. And I got to say, man, I'm not super shocked.
Yeah, I'm not either, you know, on that side of it. But what's crazy is, okay, so he gets arrested Sunday night in Long Island, New York, and is facing charges of aggravated driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of a controlled substance, oxycodone. This is insane. Now, this man just months ago crucified Jeremy Mayfield for a DUI. And then he gets popped for this. I mean, don't talk about eating crow from way back. Don't you know Jeremy Mayfield's like, really?
Really?
Really now?
Really.
I mean, it's hilarious. And I mean, I couldn't think of a better person probably for it to happen to. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, like he's just, I just have no love for Brian France. I don't know. I don't get a warm, fuzzy feeling with him.
Well, I don't like NASCAR anyhow, man. Because, I mean, they're all about politics and sponsors and advertisements and stuff.
I'm all about sponsors. I mean, that's important. But Brian has totally lost the feel. And, I mean, you can tell in ticket sales. And, I mean, NASCAR is dying.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
I mean, it's almost as bad off as his driving record right
now. It'll drive you to drinking.
Apparently so. but I mean, that's the thing that's crazy about the story, you know, is Brian France come out holier than thou on Jeremy Mayfield, and all of a sudden, he likes to dip into sauce too. Surprise, surprise.
He stepped down, and I mean, that's cool. Like, if he's really got some personal issues that he's got to deal with, I wish him the best. Cool that he stepped down, but yeah. It's easy for people to say it's kind of funny. It's kind of ironic.
It's actually extremely ironic. Like, I'm having an Alanis Morissette moment right now. Isn't it ironic?
When you're driving drunk.
With oxycodones in hand.
Y'all really showing y'all's age. And we're the same age almost.
Speaking of oxycodones, Jagged Little Pill was a great CD.
Yes, it was.
Jagged Little Pill.
It's probably what Brian was listening to.
Oh, with a black fly in your Chardonnay.
With some blue lights in your rearview mirror.
It's like rain.
Okay, y'all. Back to NASCAR.
I like Lance Morissette a little better than NASCAR. But you know what I mean. What happened to that old gal? I don't know. her and old, what's the one where all the Cowboys going? I think they got ran off or something. Like Thelma released it.
I don't even remember her name.
Paula Cole.
But I will say this, that it cassette is sitting on my dresser. Because a girl I know...
A cassette.
I took her for a ride in my Daytona. I said, I don't even know if the cassette player works. She's like, well, I've got a cassette in my car. And I never put it in my tape player, though, because I'm afraid that it won't come out.
And of all the tapes for it to eat, a Paula Cole tape.
I don't want that in there.
Your Daytona Z will grow hairy armpits.
I'll get rid of it.
Look, man, I bet you if we laid a $100 bill on this table right now and got one of these two boys behind us... to come up and explain what a cassette is, they wouldn't be able to.
That makes me feel so old. Like, I had a Transformer that was a cassette that turned into a robot.
Well, I had that too.
I'm trying to remember what its name was.
I can't remember, but I remember the Transformer.
It had little arms that came off of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know,
but my favorite thing, though, was to have to take the little pencil and wind the tape back up.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Oh, man.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you know, the kids, and I mean, even the children of the 90s don't even realize how lucky they had it. I mean, with CDs, you can know rewinding.
The thing with the pencil was the only maintenance I knew how to do on my car.
Hang on, I'm getting it back to my favorite part.
Hang on, I love this part.
But... you know, I mean, and this is the thing. I mean, getting back to Brian France, it was a notable thing that he stepped down. But you know what? I hope he broke up and at least shot Jerry Mayfield a text about, listen, dog, I'm sorry, man.
I think an apology is in order.
That was kind of a douche move. My bad.
My question is, I mean, he is worth millions and millions of dollars. Why couldn't he have just Ubered?
Well, this is my thing. Why didn't he have a limo?
That's
what I'm wondering. I mean, why doesn't he have a driver?
Do they now they're going to have like a stretch moped limo for him?
Like with all these celebrities, not just in sporting worlds or anything like that, they're worth millions of dollars and they get caught with DUI or driving,
exactly.
You know, while on substance.
What are you doing with your money?
You have bodyguards and everything like that.
But you don't have a driver.
Exactly.
I wanted to feel normal for the night. I'll call an Uber.
Yes. I mean, that's insane.
If you want to feel normal, call an Uber.
Exactly.
Agreed.
That is a day.
Yeah.
A, you're going to make that Uber guy's day, maybe month, year, forever, who knows.
Patrick, let's be real here. I'll be honest with you. If Brian France walked in front of me right now, I wouldn't even acknowledge him.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about, like, pretty much anybody else.
I mean, the Uber guy's going to be like, yeah, that's $13.50. You know? You want a bottle of water?
You probably need one.
Yeah. You sound a little intoxicated.
It's kind of hard to take oxycodone without water.
We don't want you to choke. That's horrible, but so funny, Smitty. So funny. But I mean, it's the truth. Why didn't he Uber? Hell, he's in New York City. There's taxi cabs everywhere.
Yeah. Who actually drives in New York?
Exactly. No, Brian France does. You know why? You big dummy. You don't do that.
How did he have his car there?
Exactly. There's like four regular cars in New York, and he ended up with one. I mean, I don't get it.
I'm guessing he lives in North Carolina. I can't imagine that he would drive his Lexus to New York.
Maybe he rented a car.
It could be. He could have rented it.
That's probably going to affect his rental contract a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting that deposit back.
Sorry, Mr. France. Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad, actually. You know what I mean? You're held to a higher standard. You know, this isn't your normal rap guy that got busted with a Dewey or your country music singer. This guy ain't Randy Travis. No.
Hey, no, he is not.
Not even close. I'll be honest with you. If Randy Travis walked in here right now, I'd shake his hand.
And you know who he is because he's probably the guy that's falling down.
Exactly. Taking his clothes off. You know, that guy. But you got Brian France. He looks like NASCAR's accountant, not the CEO of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he might as well be.
I mean, yeah. Well, now he's...
I've never seen him drive a race car. No. Well, until he was in New York over the weekend.
Yeah, apparently. You know, but I mean, it's a very interesting story. And I really think Brian France has got a lot of time to think about this now, though. But I'm kind of curious who's going to be the new CEO of NASCAR.
I think it's his brother or nephew or something. They announced it today. I don't care enough about NASCAR to... paid that much attention.
You know what they should do?
I want to know who's going to be his lawyer.
I got a good one. But I'll tell you this. I think they should bring the king, Richard Petty, in.
I agree.
I think that would cool take that would NASCAR. Yes.
That would be the next level.
Yeah.
Hell, give it to Dale Jr. He ain't doing nothing anymore.
No.
Darrell Waltrip. That'd be a good one. Boogity
yeah.
Boogity.
Yeah, man. I missed that.
I'm telling you what, guys. I'll tell you something we don't miss is these commercial breaks. Guys, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming at you right here on 106.3 WOD. All right, guys. I want to welcome everybody back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, we got Richard Hoskins in the studio. Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself.
What's happening, Gunlock, Utah?
That sounds like a place you don't want to mess up.
I'm not walking anybody's house there.
No.
How'd you get from cozy corner to Gunlock?
I'm a very, I'm like an onion.
You have numerous layers. And of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio joining us tonight.
What's up?
Guys, I tell you what. Tonight is a very special. Like, I think we're going to change some people.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like I'm about to preach up a sermon.
People going to learn today.
You're going to learn today. This is my thing. Car show season's winding down, so you need time to sit down and think about it.
Yeah.
Things you've been doing wrong all this time. And we're talking about some do's and don'ts with your ride. And I'm going to tell you the first one. I want to hit the ground running.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
The Carolina Squad.
Oh,
done, son.
Done.
The Carolina Squad.
Should have never started.
This is my thing. How do you drink a drink in your car? Your cup holders are worthless now.
Yeah.
Because your drink spills out every time. I don't get it. Like, and the thing is, it's weird. The closer you get to salt water, it gets worse. You see more of it.
Uh-huh.
Like Myrtle Beach, it's a damn epidemic. Like, mm-hmm. In Myrtle Beach right now, like, what's that stuff's in the ocean right now? What are they talking about?
The bacteria?
Yeah, the bacteria and the Carolina Squad is killing Myrtle Beach right now.
Well, it's because all the runoff from the bed.
It's what it is. It's the stuff running out of the back of the trucks.
You found the one positive.
Like, that's what's killing the ocean.
Well, see, what kills
even
me?
Mother Nature hates the Carolina Squad.
Exactly. What kills me, man, is me and Breezy was riding through downtown, and this is when I had the Ranger. And, you know, I had the rear end lowered. It wasn't dragging, but my front end was up, and a little bicycle cop pulled up beside me, and he told me, South Carolina, it's not illegal to have hydraulics. I ain't got hydraulics. I got bags. I got slapped for that one. But he said, pick a ride height and then keep moving. So I dropped the front end, and I was riding like a half an inch off the ground all the way up Main Street, and he was cool with that. But how do they get away with it?
Well, and this is my thing. You know their headlights are pointing at the sky. And then, on top of that, how about, like, just driving in general? Because you're looking over the hood that's going straight up
exactly.
In the air.
Exactly. How do they see?
Exactly. Like, you see them stopped at a red light, and they're back about 20 feet from the car in front of them because they can't see any further.
Well, most of the guys that drive those trucks are really short anyway.
So, Richard, I mean, how do you feel about the Carolina Squad? I mean,
I think it looks stupid.
But, I mean, and this is my thing with it.
That's what I think.
I mean, like, to see so many people doing it, I've never heard anybody said they like it.
Uh-uh.
Nobody.
Either.
One of the best memes I've ever seen was somebody tucking a $20 bill under a windshield wiper saying, this is to finish the rest of your lift.
But it is true. It's like, did you run out of time? I had to go to work?
Yeah.
I mean, something. And, like, how did this start?
Yeah.
I still haven't figured out.
I know
that
how
out.
It like, started.
How did it start?
It started in California and out west where they do, like, the desert running, like, the Baja trucks.
That are, like,
because they've got a lot of horsepower, they're always in that stance, and they're trying to jump, like, hills and stuff. So the idea is to make it look like a pre-runner. But, I mean, you know, a 2006 Z71 in Greenville, South Carolina is clearly not a pre-runner.
No.
And it just looks stupid.
So they took something that was basically functional.
Yeah, they
for
took something
these.
That they didn't do for aesthetics. They did it because it was necessary.
But these guys did it for
so they're
yes,
riding around
cool.
Like
exactly.
they're riding around like they got a load of cement blocks in the back of their truck.
Right. That's what it looks like.
Because it
load.
Looks cool.
To them.
Yeah, and I don't know. I see a lot of high school students doing it, and
I blame it on the Tide Pods.
I was about to say they also eat Tide Pods.
I think they're eating laundry detergent. I think that's what it's doing.
So I hope we can help. I mean, that's not cool.
I just want to clarify that all millennials don't eat Tide Pods. I just want to go ahead and clarify that one more time.
However, Patrick's truck is lowered in the back.
You
I've seen
How
it.
Dare you?
He has a junior Carolina squat.
He's got the FJ rolling on
How
the squat.
How dare you disrespect my FJ?
I'm too old to go for full Carolina squat.
Yeah, you know, he's sophisticated.
My biggest question is, where do they get this exhaust?
He eats his Tide Pods with a fork and a knife.
Like a real man.
He's in his mid-20s.
I don't do Tide Pods. I just drink a thing of Tide.
He just drinks detergent.
He sips it out the lid.
We've all been there.
That's not a shot glass.
He's like, but it measures it for me. I can do 3 loads.
You know what, though? The liquor industry could really take a lesson from that. I'm just throwing it out there.
Who among us hasn't drink vodka out of the cap from a Tide bottle?
Everybody gets quiet all of a sudden.
No, seriously, who among us?
That's crazy, right? But yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves right now, because I don't understand it. Like, I mean, I see some good looking trucks.
Yeah.
If they had the rest of their lift kit put on, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is crazy is, like, you know, you said it started in California, and it came out here, obviously. So that means it's been going on for a while, because it takes time for stupidity to roll that far.
And everybody takes credit for it. Like, it's called the Carolina squat out here. Out there, it's called the California squat.
Well, I want to tell you something. I've been to SEMA, the world's largest, the who's who of trucks everywhere. And you can ask Josh and Bree, they were out there with us last year. This is the thing. There was 4x4 trucks grew on trees in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see one squatted.
Not a one.
It's because those companies have the money to do the whole thing.
To put their whole lift kit on it?
Man, I seen lift kits lifted trucks out there that was lifted above my head and then either had hydraulic.
Or air ride.
Air ride.
You could actually walk lift. Underneath the truck.
But... And I mean, oh, you see McAfee and Octane like that now.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like it's so cool, nobody else is doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just one of those. I kind of look at the Carolina squat like the goth thing back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm showing my age a little bit, but you know, like the real pale kids who wore all the black, and now they look back and they're like, oh my God.
Not really? A room. And, ties and suits.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids eat Tide Pods.
Yeah. But the thing that's crazy is, like, do you think these kids are going to look back and be like, yeah, it was real cool back in the day. Here's a picture of my truck. What, a camera? What, were you standing on a hill or something when you took this picture?
Did you fall down?
Yeah, really. What was it? Was this mid-shot as you fell? I mean, how come every picture of your truck is going downhill?
I was about to go over a mountain.
It is. I don't get it at all. Imagine putting something in the bed of your truck before you could shut the tailgate and fall back out.
Yeah.
The General Lee wasn't raised in the front.
Exactly.
Come on. America.
Preach.
That's a good one.
Cut it out, kids. It looks stupid.
That is stupid. This is a Hot Rods and Happy Hour public service announcement. The Carolina squat is dumb.
Dead.
Dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb, dead, dumb. Don't do it.
All the D's.
That was a lot of D's right there.
Yeah.
In a row.
The only time your truck should squat is when you drop the air out the bags in the back.
Or if you go to Lowe's to get a load of mulch for your mama.
That too.
That's the only excuses you got going there. You drive this big old 4x4 truck and you're dragging your hitch on the ground. That's bad for business. That's bad for business all the way around. So everybody's in agreeance on the Carolina squat. Everybody. Everybody's in agreement. So okay, I'm glad we covered that one. I really am.
It needed to be said.
I feel better about it. Like I feel like
like
a weight has been lifted off of my chest, unlike their rear ends. Guys, I tell you what, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking automotive do's and don'ts right here.
106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, I want to welcome everybody back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. We got Richard Hoskins, the Hot Rods and Happy Hour professor in the studio.
What is going on, Frackville, Pennsylvania?
Wonder
what they do up there.
Frack. Isn't that bad?
Fracking. It depends on who you ask.
That's what I'm saying. And of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio with us.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey!
I was about to say, were you waiting?
I was going to just let him take that. I was going to let him speak for me today.
Were you going to wait on the invitation on that one, or what? Yeah. Wait on the mailman? Baby, well, we're talking about car don'ts. We're talking about things that people do wrong. And you know, I don't like to harp on the subject because I love the car community. Y'all are my people. But there's so much wrong in the world that I feel like we need to say something. It's bothering me. It's hurting my heart. And I got one that's near and dear to my heart. And actually, me and Richard were talking about it earlier. Up badging.
Sigh.
Up badging should be punishable by law, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not right.
You should at least be able to be backhanded in the face once by law enforcement.
Per car show you show up to.
Either by the judge or law enforcement.
And if you don't know, when I say up badging, I'm talking about every GT Mustang with Cobra emblems on it.
Yep. Preach.
I'm talking about every BMW 3 Series with an M emblem on it.
That isn't an M.
That isn't an M. I'm talking about every Mercedes that with AMG emblems that's not an AMG.
Every V6 Hellcat Challenger.
They didn't make those?
Well, they did make the there was really rare. They didn't make that many, but they made a V6 RT Scat Pack Hemi Hellcat Edition. And I only know that because I've seen three of them in Greenville.
Really?
Yeah.
It's ultra rare.
Yeah, that's super rare.
It's got a lot of emblems.
Only ones in the world.
That's a busy. Could you imagine filling the paperwork out for that thing? It's got three lines.
It's got 25 like pounds of emblems.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you what. It better have some extra horsepower to pull all them emblems around. Two-sided tape and plastic emblems are heavy.
They add up.
I'm going to tell you. But, I mean, that's my big thing. I mean, be proud of what you got. I think the only up badging that I'm okay with was, remember back in the OBS truck days when everybody put the Escalade front ends on the custom Chevrolet trucks?
Oh, yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's not slapping on an emblem and saying it's something it's not. Everybody knows that's
a Cadillac truck. That's a real Cadillac truck. Yeah. Like, I like that.
That's
I think
cool.
That's neat.
But that's a whole swap.
Yeah.
And it is. I mean, you changed the front clip on it.
That takes real work. And at the end of it, there's still no secret about what it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a whole different thing. And that is cool.
Well, I'll be honest with you. There's no secret with most up-badge cars. Well, you know it's not real.
We know.
Who are you fooling? You know? Ray Charles?
So am I safe on this one? Because y'all might be preaching to me on this one, too.
No, we're not.
For those of you that don't know, I have an Infiniti G35 with a GTR body kit on it. It's a real GTR body kit, but it is fake. And we call it the Infiniline.
It's like your Infiniti has split personalities.
It really does. And, I mean, it can get with the best of them. And most people don't even have any clue that it's a G35. But it is fake.
Man, I've had people stand in Walmart for 15 minutes talking to me and telling me, man, this is my dream car, dude. I just love this car. Walk all the way around this car just to walk away thinking that they seen a GTR.
Let's go.
Paul Walker drove a car just like this.
Just like it.
That's the same thing, though, as the Escalade. Like, that's real work into a car.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
That's a custom G35 is what that is.
Yeah. It's a custom G35.
I didn't just get some symbols and stick it on them.
That's not store-bought. That is, I think kids today they want to be something they're not. You know, there's nothing wrong with a GT Mustang.
Yeah, nothing.
You don't have to put snakes on the side of it. That's bad. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's getting to the point where it's cooler to have a GT than a Cobra because it's so beat to death.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, and then we had this problem. This problem's been going on. This is not a recent problem. You got to think about it. This is every Malibu that somebody put SS emblems on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this has been going on for decades, this problem.
Yeah, this is not new.
This is every work truck, Chevrolet truck, that somebody put Silverado badges on it.
That's like you said, there's more Chevelle SSs on the road right now than there were in 1970.
Oh, well, that's it. But I mean, and it's like, or like, you know, you bought an XL F-150. Don't put XL. That ain't no Eddie Bauer.
That's not a Lariat.
That's not
the King Ranch.
They did not make Lariats with crank windows and vinyl seats. I'm pretty sure. The Eddie Bauer you got works for the trash company.
But they're like, no, it's custom.
It's custom. Yeah, it is a custom work truck. That's what that is.
Exactly.
That's right. Somebody's been to LKQ. That's what it's telling me. But, you know, it even got so bad with Ford. Do you know, like, the King Ranch emblems and stuff like that? Like, you had to show them proof you actually owned the vehicle to buy the emblems. And the Harley emblems were like that, too. I actually remember that when I worked at the Ford place.
I remember that.
Yeah, you couldn't buy a Harley because everybody wanted a Harley F-150 emblem to go on there. Paw F-150.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't sell them to you unless you prove with a registration Did you own the truck?
Everybody wanted a Harley truck, but they didn't want to pay $60,000 for it.
And you know what? Whatever happened to all the Harley trucks? Well, you used to see them everywhere.
They shoot spark plugs out just you know, going down the road. So they don't tend to run.
That's classic Ford problems.
Yeah.
They do that. It's all that horsepower. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's all that horsepower. But, you know, and there's so many cases of bad up badging. And it drives me. You remember when they had the Jag Kia swap? Remember that? What was it, like, yes. The Kia? What was it? It was an odd Kia. I don't even think they make it anymore.
It was the Kia, not the Sophia, or was it?
No, it wasn't.
I feel like
Sophia.
It was one up from that.
The Sorento?
No, it was a car.
It was a car.
Oh, a car.
Oh,
a car.
The Sorento. Okay. Well, you know, Sorento, they actually made the kidney grill.
They made
the
Mercedes.
Yeah, or BMW. Yeah, the BMW kidney grill for your Sorento.
Yeah, I remember that.
But the Jag, or the Kia Jag, it was a little car. What was it?
I can see it.
Spectra?
Spectra.
There you go.
That's what it was. It was.
There's actually
Optima. Optima was the square one when it first came out.
It's one of those.
One of that.
The thing is, it's a fake of the worst car that Jaguar has ever produced.
Exactly. Probably the car that probably gave Jaguar the worst name, which is saying a lot, is...
What is an S-Type or an X-Type?
Yeah, and they're faking it with this. I mean, the Korean car is nicer, actually, than the Jaguar.
You could just go buy the Jag for what you would pay... Like they ain't holding their value. Really
I tell you what, the Kias aren't either, so you ain't got nothing to worry about there. But the thing that's crazy is there's actually, and I'm not going to name no names because I ain't that guy, but there's a local shop here in town that actually built one of those things and put those emblems on it. And I'm over here, face in palm.
Dude, if I own a shop and you bring your car in and you say that's what you want, Don.
No, he owned it.
Okay.
So he put his own money in.
Exactly. Never mind. He bought said Kia, then he bought said Kia emblems, up badges.
All right. Yeah, that's not good.
So when your Kia's got a kitty cat, a Jaguar on the hood of it, I mean, it's almost like, you remember like the Volkswagens, and it had like the Rolls Royce front end? That's what, it's like the new millennium version of that to me.
But that's still cool, though.
I would take the Rolls Volkswagen.
I'd take the Rolls Wagon.
I'm done.
Richard's unnamed it.
That's class, is what that is. Yeah. That's, I don't know. There's so many bad
but
examples.
But you know, they make it so easy to up badge nowadays. Because, like we were talking about earlier, going into said car parts stores, you can go down the aisle and you can pick out whatever you want to stick on your car.
Breezy, I'm going to go ahead and say this. It's easy to find drugs in said parts of town. They don't necessarily mean you need to do it. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah, it's easy to do a lot of things, you know. I mean, it's really not that hard to rob a bank, but you shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
And I'll be honest with you, if they put 7 years automatic on it, people would probably quit doing all this stuff. Badging. I mean, you know, if it was punishable by 7 years of hard time, no parole.
None.
I think that's a good start in the right direction against up badging.
I agree.
And squats.
And the Carolina, we'll just go ahead and throw the Carolina squat into it. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it goes back to like what Richard said. You wind up paying as much as it could, or as much as you would to buy the car.
Exactly. And what do you have at the end? You've got the knockoff purse of automobiles.
I think they're taking the whole fake it until you make it a little too far.
See, that's the problem with this generation. They want to fake it until they make it when it ain't that hard to make it.
Exactly. Save your pennies.
And you're rocking a Kia still.
Exactly.
Like, you're rocking a Kia, I say, hey, man, he's on the come up. You know, he's coming back. He's getting this.
Grinding.
Now he's got a Jaguar Kia.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, bad move.
He's done.
That's just never, never good. I tell you what else is never good. These commercial breaks, man, they come up on us every time. Richard, you're supposed to give me some warning on these commercial breaks.
Emma.
That's what I'm saying. Wave your hands.
I thought that's what Patrick was doing.
Well, I mean, you stand over, you gotta warn me for these kind of things.
We both have to warn him, okay?
All right.
Exactly.
You need to warn me.
Guys, we're talking hot rods, do's and don'ts, right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We got Richard Hoskins in the studio, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru / corrector of all things wrong with the automotive industry.
Oh, don't put that on me. What's going on, Alligator Mississippi?
Alligator Mississippi in the house. And, of course, we got Smitty and Breezy and something in my throat. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
They're so cute. It's like hee-haw. What's happening, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
Mm-hmm. They're worse than Kobe. That was pretty good. Howdy. Howdy. But we're talking about all the things wrong. We're talking about bad car fads and car don'ts. Not the do's, the don'ts. And I had one because I think they're actually making a comeback. Spinning wheels.
You talking about the ones you get out of Walmart?
No, not the Snap-on ones. Like the real, the high dollar spinners. I'm riding spinners. That.
Oh, those.
Don't make me go 3-6 Mafia on you.
I just love the little dance you just threw out there.
You
for
like
me.
That. The beauty of radio, because nobody else will
actually,
ever know.
Exactly.
Actually, can we get that?
No.
Okay, because I'm actually kind of curious now.
No.
You've done
never
that before.
Never to be done again. Never to be done again.
You've done it before.
Yeah. You're going to do it later tonight, too, so.
That came to you naturally.
Don't knock my style, yo.
Oh, man, I'm not.
So, spinning wheels. Richard, what do you think?
Oh, man. Not to sound repetitive, but they're stupid.
He even snorted.
When they first came out, I thought it was kind of neat, like a novelty.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie, my mind was blown.
It was. It's neat. But on the other hand, when you see one in person and you stop at a red light and it pulls up and you like push your brakes extra hard because you think you're rolling back. So, Smitty, Breezy, what you think?
I'm not gonna lie, I liked them when they first came out because I like gadgets. I mean, if I'm in, a store in a gadget aisle, I'll buy anything. I'm that girl. But
now we know why we don't let you go to Pit Boys.
Well, my bank statements prove her to be right.
It's so true.
It's her gadgets.
Yeah. I love gadgets, and that's like a little gadget to me. It's a cute little spinny wheel. You ride by a little window, you see your wheels just a going. It's the coolest thing ever. But that was for like 5 seconds. They need to go now.
Hearing her describe that. Is that cute little spinny wheel? The first thing that popped in my head wasn't even a spinning wheel. You remember the teddy bear wheels?
Yeah. Yes. I was into that, actually. I thought that was cool.
You want some of those for the Daytona, don't you?
No, I don't. That was back in the Sport Compact days. I loved the teddy bear wheels. And they were like expensive wheels. They were like Ronals or something.
Yeah, exactly. What you doing? I'm rocking teddy bears.
I'm rocking them teddy bears.
I mean, like you pop the belly out, and it's where the lugs, man. Uh-huh.
You put that on a Honda CRX, that's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, it's just cute as a bug in a rug. That better be your kid sister's car is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or if they make those fit of FJ.
Boom.
Pow, the bird.
You feel it, Patrick?
That one right there was from an intern. You know what I mean? Like, it was a good call you made on him with the short shorts. That's another, kid thing. But we're not talking clothes. We're talking cars. But Patrick was making fun of my intern wearing somewhat short shorts. And so I feel like I have to step in there because, he is pulling for the right team.
Yeah.
I got to help a little bit. Although I did laugh when Patrick did make said joke. So. Yeah,
that was go pretty with good.
It. Well, it's part of comedy. You know what I mean? You got to appreciate a good joke.
That's right.
And the delivery was excellent.
Yeah, he nailed it.
It was perfect.
It's perfect. So now we have a new rule here in the studio. Fingertip length, kids. I always thought we'd only have that discussion with the ladies.
With the ladies, yeah.
I don't think we're going to have that discussion with the ladies.
Yeah, well, not me personally, no. But
ladies, you can wear shorter shorts.
Yeah, exactly. Catherine Brock, you are totally welcome here. But yeah, William, we had to talk to him about a short situation.
Yeah, he's not Catherine Bach.
No, not even close. Not even close. I mean, cute kid, but this ain't my style, you know? This ain't my style. So, I'll tell you something else about, not so much style. And this one's kind of hard. It kind of hurts my heart a little bit. And I'm kind of like Breezy on the up badging, because I'm scared that I may cross the line. Because if anybody ever sees the event trailer, I got a thing with LED lighting.
Oh, she does too. I love lights.
See, that's why you're my sister.
I know. That's why.
I love LED lights. But you can go overboard with anything.
Yeah.
See, no. I'm going to have to disagree with y'all on this. I would have a rolling Christmas ball ornament if I could.
You see,
that played music.
Some things need to be left in the 90s.
Well, the 90s had neon glass tubes.
I mean, yeah, I agree with that, but they were still lights under your cars.
I mean, like NASA was the only one with LED technology in the 90s. But now, these kids, I mean, do you remember, and this was kind of bigger back in our day, but speaking, they were LED, but the windshield washer nozzles that lit up.
Now, I do remember those.
It looked like it had, like, light-up nostrils going down the road.
I remember people getting pulled over for that, and the things that I see
as
people,
you should.
The things I see people doing with their lights on the road today are just baffling.
I would rather see a car driving down the road at night with no lights than those lights on.
Yeah, and if I got to make a choice, I will give y'all
one is safety, the other stupidity.
Yeah, I will give y'all's little colored LED lights, but what's killing me nowadays is the light bars.
Yeah.
Hyper bright light bars. And they don't stop at one.
No.
It's like 37 of them, and they got little cubes on their mirrors and everywhere, dude.
Those are not street legal.
This is the thing with LED lights. LED lights, you know, they don't draw a lot of amperage, but just because of that, you don't need to put 1,700 of them on your car.
No, you don't.
You're not lighting a football stadium, you're lighting a Tacoma.
Exactly.
I mean,
or an FJ.
Yeah, or an FJ.
See, but I'm like Patrick, though. I'd like to be seen from the moon when I drive.
I promise you, some of these Tacomas riding around here, you are seen past the moon.
Just like Patrick.
Yeah, just like Patrick.
That's... The light bars have gone out of control. I mean, like, one light bar, cool. Two light bars, eh. Three, four, 12, that's bad.
Yeah, but don't have them on when I'm riding in my little truck.
Nothing worse.
I mean, nothing, dude.
You're not supposed to use those on the road.
Yeah, they're off-road lights.
But it doesn't stop them.
No.
You're not supposed to half-lift a truck either.
Fortunately, it doesn't stop them.
Those guys don't bother me when they have their light bars because it's just aiming at this. You can see them from the moon because it's shooting at
there's
it.
There's 6 inches down in the so back. They're fine.
Yeah. People in airplanes, they got a little problem. But everybody else, they're good. Yeah, that's the light bars have gone out of control. The LED, how about the light up wheel stuff, the rings that go around the brakes?
Me being a mechanic, absolutely not. This is not Tron.
That's why I don't have them on my car because my mechanic husband won't let me get them.
Because I had to take them off.
Some of them get took to the next level.
They really do.
I mean, like when I first seen them, I thought, yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm like, man, yeah, they look cool on the Transit, or hey, we'll put some of those on the vent trailer. And then I started thinking, no. I had to smack my own head. Stop.
Yeah. And I mean, they're put on with sheet metal screws and little bitty thin brackets, dude. And you're trying to take a wheel hub off or something like that and not try to break these people's wires and stuff. It just drives me insane.
Well, another thing you got to think about, too, brakes get hot.
Exactly.
And I mean, that I just don't see that being a long-lasting thing.
And they're nine out of 10 times are drilled with their sheet metal screw, little self-tapper, into the heat shield. And it blows my mind.
Yeah, they're just drilled in the back of the dust shield. I mean, and the thing is, they're not cheap either. They're really expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids are. I don't know. It's kind of... You got quiet over there. You didn't got light up wheels on your Cadillac, do you?
Not yet. They're on order, but now I feel stupid.
You remember the valve stem caps that lit up when you started going down the road?
Yeah.
You had some of those, didn't you, Richard?
I did not. I thought about it.
I thought about it. They're on order.
I'm not a good enough mechanic to have made them work, though, so I decided I just didn't like them.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, to make this show work, we got to have a commercial break in there. Stay tuned. We're talking car fads that need to go away right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
On 106.3 W.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.